At 102.1 FM, this is WMUK. Heavy rains in June and July turned a Kalamazoo area homeless encampment into a mud pit. WMUK's Leona Larson reports on the city's efforts to address that problem while it looks for more affordable housing solutions.
People are slipping and sliding in nothing but mud.
It's hard to even walk around in there. It's all full of mud from end to end.
Maybe the choice was, do I go hungry or am I stuck with muddy feet for the rest of the day?
Rox Meyer is a meal-trained volunteer making lunch for camp residents once a month. Pops lives there, and Nikki Wilson volunteers. They spoke to WMUK after June's torrential rainfall. So far, the city hasn't found an economically feasible solution to the mud for the estimated 175 people living in about 100 tents. Deputy City Manager Laura Lamb.
Is there anything that can be done very quickly to alleviate? And what we're hearing right now is there isn't a quick fix. It's a $80,000 plus fix, or there's very little in between, and it may trigger state permit because we're talking about doing some work in a flood zone.
New rules for COVID emergency rental assistance give homeless residents another option. Federal assistance for up to 90 days in a motel. Find out more at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Leona Larson.